I'm Mike Freezer, and this is WISO Today for Monday, February 16th. Half of the state's school districts are sparring with a Republican state lawmaker who proposed a bill to withhold state funding from them if they sue the state over that funding. The Vouchers Hurt Ohio Coalition is calling it the, quote, bully bill, as their lawsuit over taxpayer-paid vouchers for private schools continues. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports.
The coalition suing the state over the EdChoice and EdChoice Expansion Program says the bill from Representative Jamie Callender is intimidation. Attorney Mark Wallach takes issue with Republican Senator Jerry Serino, who has said he's not sure the bill is constitutional, but it's the right thing for lawmakers to do.
That's lawlessness, frankly. And it's not a responsible thing for a public official who has sworn to enforce the Constitution of the state of Ohio to say.
Serino said he's opposed to schools using the state's money to sue the state and that lawmakers have the power of the purse. But the districts say schools have the right to sue when necessary, and the Ohio Constitution requires the state to fund public schools adequately and equitably. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
An Ohio Senate bill introduced last year would require health insurance agencies to recognize all payments, including coupons or copay assistance, as going toward a patient's deductible. It got bipartisan support, and the Cancer Action Network of Ohio wants to see it get to Governor Mike DeWine by the end of the year. State House correspondent Sarah Donaldson has this.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Patients need help, and we're counting on you.
Those are the handmade Valentine's cards Julie Turner, a Hodgkin's lymphoma survivor, left with Ohio lawmakers before the weekend. Turner is pushing for legislation banning copay accumulator programs. The programs refuse to count payments made on a patient's behalf toward the patient's out-of-pocket costs for prescriptions.
I want everyone to have the same opportunities for a life after cancer.
Similar legislation died in the Senate in 2022. More than half of states in the U.S. have banned copay accumulator programs. Sarah Donaldson, the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
The City of Dayton wants to hear from you on how to improve two roads in West Dayton. City officials want to reconstruct a stretch of West 3rd Street near James H. McGee Boulevard. The road would be reduced from 5 lanes to 3, while a multi-use path or a two-way cycle track would be installed. Curb extensions and raised crosswalks would be placed at certain locations. The city also wants to redo a section of Gettysburg Avenue from West 2nd to Gardendale. The road would be reconstructed with new pavement, curb, and street lighting. Lane widths would be reduced slightly to allow a multi-use path on the road's west side. The meeting is scheduled for tomorrow from 5 to 7 p.m. at Dayton City Hall on West 3rd Street. Speaking of transportation, ODOT road crews were hit by a driver 84 times last year, and that driver likely was not paying attention or was impaired. Last year, that number jumped to 125. Now, as State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports, ODOT is trying something new to protect its trucks and employees from being hit by errant drivers.
ODOT is testing out big autonomous dump truck-like vehicles with what's known as an attenuator attached to the back of them. ODOT's Matt Bruning says those trucks could follow and park behind road crews, and if someone hits the attenuator, it would absorb much of the impact.
Obviously, we'd rather them hit nothing, but if we're going to hit something, we want something that is a safer thing to hit.
Bruning says the crash trucks would use a technique called platooning, where the driverless truck would follow behind the actual road crew. Bruning says the crash truck technology is currently being tested in Marysville, but could be used statewide in the future. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Metro Parks of Butler County is looking for the owners of some lost Christmas ornaments. WVXU's Tannen Weingartner explains for the Ohio Newsroom.
Nearly 500 evergreens were turned in to be recycled into mulch last month. Among the branches, employees found a handful of ornaments, including a snow angel labeled Grandpa, a handmade wreath, and a ceramic star with a child's drawing on it. Communications manager Katie Ely Wood tells WVXU this isn't the first year Metro Parks has attempted to return found ornaments, but it feels different.
Normally, the ornaments that we get, they're kind of those tchotchke, mass-produced throwaway ornaments. event, so a lot of people don't want to come reclaim those. But this year seems to be like a special batch of really sentimental looking ones.
You'll find pictures and instructions for claiming lost ornaments at WVXU.org. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Tana Weingartner.
A foggy morning. Hopefully most of it will burn off by this afternoon. We'll have partly sunny skies today with a high in the mid-50s. Highs near 60 on Tuesday and close to 70 on Wednesday when rain and thunderstorm chances come back to the area. And that's WISO Today for Monday, February 16th. I'm Mike Fraser.